So, Cal, thanks for joining us before this match today against Harrogate Town. I'm going to have to come to Wednesday first. That was, well, what's your views after that match?
Started really brightly, but possibly could have been more than the one goal we were in front. And then, again, we're punished for sloppy mistakes, really. Just basic errors that have ended up going in the back of our net at this moment in time. I think the fight's there and the work rate's there, but we're working too hard, if anything, and we're running into areas where we're getting ourselves isolated and things like that, rather than staying together as a unit, which is something we spoke about after the game and something we'll be looking to improve on from now until the end of the season.
With Alfreton, we mentioned Kidology a lot, and one of the things we said on the radio about that is if you knock them out in the first 20 minutes and go 1-2-3-0 up, they haven't got time to for all that time wasted and that kind of thing. Bradford were slightly different. They were quick, they were strong, they were well set out. But like you say, if we scored those two goals in the first 20 minutes, it might have been a different game.
At the end of the day, you know, we've got to look at ourselves and what we can put right, and our goals against Colham at the minute isn't very good. If you look at the teams that are around us, I think all the way up to 10th, we've scored more goals than anybody in the league, right the way up to the 10th position. But keeping them out has been a different story, and we need to get back to something that was a strength of ours last year, and being resolute and making sure that we give ourselves a chance. You know, we should be coming away from Bradford after taking a lead, at least with a point. But again, conceding three goals, we can take the Telford game out of the equation because of the circumstances that were around it. Alfreton, we were taught a lesson, and like you say, that professionalism side of the game that I've been involved in. So you know, when it's going on, and I've done it myself as a player. Some of our lads need to learn that and add that part to the game. Not to the extent where you're depriving the game of its integrity, but certainly to an extent where if you're feeling hard done by your opponent, you want to certainly go an eye for an eye kind of thing and give them some back kind of stuff.
I got Harrogate today, and my mind goes back to Nuneaton away a couple of months ago, where we were playing the league leaders at the time, and we weren't playing too well, but then we brought out one of the performances of the season. Is there a difference between playing the teams at the top and playing the likes of Telford and Bradford Park Avenue with the mindset of?
No, it's definitely not. There's certainly not from my point of view. Every game that we take part in, me as a manager, the staff as they are, and the players, you're representing the club. So you go out there, you know it's going to be difficult because of the FC United factor. But we've got to go out there and like I say, just we need to put the hard work that we are putting in, but put it into a more thoughtful way, if you like, rather than chasing our tails. We need to be the ones who are dominating and dominating the game. And something that we did on Wednesday night was look to the conditions and possibly, you know, picked a team according to conditions, rather than what I would normally stick to, which is trusting the players to be able to play football on whatever surface. I can't really remember us passing a ball against Bradford. Everything was like a clearance or a half clearance.
It was one of those pitches, but it felt like every time Bradford passed it, it was a purposeful pass.
I'd rather get beat doing the things that we always have done. I can take that. And the other night against Bradford, I probably got it wrong in that respect, in looking at more of our physicality, that hence the team selection, the physicality of the players, rather than the attributes that we have as a team, which are good footballers.
So today it's going to be slightly different setup, and
yeah, we'll be. Yeah, we need to get back passing the ball. I need to be, and I'm sure the supporters feel the same. I need to be watching a good game of football first and foremost. If teams beat us because they're better than us, then fair enough. But as long as we're doing the things that we've always done, you know, over the years that I've been here, I'll walk away happy.